and good evening from Jarvis Memorial Field in Saugatuck. It's Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com as we bring you the battle for bragging rights along M89. The Fenville Blackhawks taking on the Saugatuck Indians. Eric Michaels, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens, and the Saugatuck Indians are one win away from returning to the MHSA playoffs after a one-year absence. But the Fenville Blackhawks would like nothing more to do than to at least delay the festivities for one more week. You'll hear from head coach Bill Don talking about the fact that this series has swung on a 108. Struggling. Now the roles are definitely reversed. The Indians flying high right now with a 5-1 overall mark, 2-0 in the SAC North after a 62-6 win in Martin last Friday night. Meanwhile, the Fenville Blackhawks struggling at 1-5, 1-1 in the league, and their only victory was 2 weeks ago at home when they beat the Martin Clippers 35-14. But what gives Coach Bill Dunn and the Indians some reason to pause and to not take Fenville lightly, besides the fact they don't take any opponent lightly, is the fact that Fenville played a very tough Hartford team on the road and lost only by 14-7 back on September the 13th. That game reminded one and all that the Fenville Blackhawks play with the pride and play still with great vim and vigor, and the Indians are expecting a tough battle tonight. But as you will hear from Coach Dunn, he expects his team to be able to respond as they've done the past 2 weeks when they've overwhelmed lesser opposition in Bloomingdale and Martin by a combined score of 123-6, by focusing on strong first half play and putting the game into cruise control after that. There'll be a familiar name at quarterback for the Blackhawks. We'll tell you about the Fenville story in a moment. We're counting down to the kickoff. It's Saugatuck and Fenville, and you're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. The Fenville Blackhawks 3 years ago won the Southwestern Athletic Conference North Division, a very strong season led by then junior quarterback Wes Leonard, and the future looked very promising. But since then, of course, we all know what happened to Wes and his untimely death, and the Blackhawks have struggled since then, and Coach Brian Sackett, trying to pick up the pieces of the program in his second year, has won just 3 of 15 games, but is trying to reestablish a foundation that the Skipper, my father and son team, Tim Skipper, the most recent, established with the Blackhawks over the years. In fact, Fenville, since that 7-4 season in 2010 with a state divisional final berth, has gone just 5-19 since then, and in the last 8 years, just 2 winning seasons. Far cry from the past in which Fenville football was a traditional strong team. They are still on the plus side in their overall series. They've won 277 games, lost 256 with 10 ties when there were still ties in high school football since 1950. But this series, the Fenville Blackhawks lead the series 28-16 over Saugatuck, but the Indians have taken 5 of the last 6 after dropping 16 straight to Fenville, and this is a continuation of the longest-running series that Saugatuck has against any opponent they've played every year since 1971, Fenville winning 26 of the 42 meetings in that span. But the Blackhawks are led by another Leonard. That is Wes's younger brother, Mitchell Leonard. And Mitch has not only stepped up for his brother on the basketball court, he has also stepped for his brother on the football field. He is the quarterback for the Blackhawks this season after being a wide receiver his first couple of years. The junior leads a very good running attack. The Blackhawks do have a couple of good runners in let me make sure that I have everything in order. In Matt Johnson, the senior, who rushed for 235 yards and a couple of touchdowns 2 weeks ago in the win against Martin. And they also have Ismael Oliveira, Jr., who has also been a very effective running weapon. Leonard has had a very good passer, normally works like his brother did, in the spread offense. His favorite receiver is junior C.J. Spay, and Spay caught a couple of passes in a 38-28 loss versus Lawton last in the season opener back in August the 29th. So the Fenville Blackhawks offensively can be able to challenge any team in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. It is the line, it is the defense that is the most concern to Brian Sakic. Like most teams, they are looking forward to maybe keeping the ball on offense and keeping Saugatuck's high-powered attack, and it has been high-powered the last couple of weeks, getting their hands on the football. It'll be interesting to see how Sakic handles this, as the Indians will be kicking off to start the game, and the Fenville Blackhawks will be receiving the opening kickoff. When we come back, we'll take a look at what the orange-clad Indians will be doing. Yes, the Indians are wearing their orange uniforms for the first time in 5 years, and they hope to be able to use that to their advantage tonight against Fenville. We'll hear from head coach Bill Dunn in a moment. We're counting down to Fenville Saugatuck football. 92.7 The Van and 92.7 The Van. By authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools, it is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or the use of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. Before the game tonight, members of the 2013 Division 8 High School, State High School Boys Track and Field Championship team of Saugatuck High, Saugatuck's second ever state championship team, were honored with ring presentation. Members of the football team, part of the winning effort, Joe Koszalski and Wes Weber among them. And congratulations to all of the Indians, state champions in boys track and field last spring. But the focus tonight is football, as the Saugatuck Indians and the Fenville Blackhawks are about ready to get going. Our referee tonight is Jeff Kirkman. It's a very pleasant night tonight, 72 degrees, fair skies. And we'll have the opening kickoff in a moment on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com.
Full store.
I'm marching band under the direction of Andrew Holtz with our national anthem here at Jarvis Memorial Field. We're expecting a good crowd on hand. The Saugatuck sideline about three quarters full. They got a good contingent across the way on the Fenville sideline. It is the rivalry game between the Indians and the Blackhawks tonight. It's one of five games on the Southwest Athletic Conference schedule, actually six games on the SWAC schedule tonight. Bloomingdale and Bangor, two of the North teams, are playing non-conference opponents tonight. Bangor is home to New Buffalo, and Bloomingdale is entertaining Waterville. The other North game in action tonight is in Goebbels, where the Martin Clippers take on the Goebbels Tigers. And with Lincoln Park's victory last Friday, Martin's 53-game losing streak is now the longest in the state at this time. In the South, Marcellus and Lawton do battle, and Decatur and Hartford go at it. Of course, Lawton and Waterville tied for the South lead at 6-0 and 2-0. Saugatuck at 2-0, tied with Goebbels at 2-0. Bangor's at 2-1, but Saugatuck's 5-1 record is definitely superior overall. And again, the Indians can clinch a playoff berth with a victory tonight. Lawton and Waterville have already punched their ticket to November Nuttiness, better known as the State High School Football Tournament. The Decatur Raiders can advance with a victory tonight against Hartford. And they could knock the Hartford Indians out of postseason consideration with a victory tonight. Lawrence, of course, playing the eight-man football this year, so they're not technically in the sack in football. And they'll be playing an eight-man game at Kingston tomorrow night. Lawrence 5-1 in eight-man football, and the Tigers can qualify for the state eight-man tournament with a victory tomorrow night. Other games around the lakeshore this evening. Greg Chandler is over at Holland Christian High School for the game between the Maroons and visiting Holland High Dutch, so it is somewhat of a derby night tonight. West Ottawa is at East Kentwood in OK Red competition. Zeeland East up at Mona Shores in the OK Black, and also in the OK Green, Hamilton and Zeeland West going at it over at Zeeland Stadium. As we mentioned earlier, the Saugatuck Indians, for the first time in at least 5 years, are adorning their orange jerseys. Normally they wear the royal blue at home, but it is orange tonight with royal blue numerals outlined in white, white pants, and royal blue playing helmets with the orange face grill. The Bentonville Blackhawks in their road white uniforms with black numerals, black pants, black helmets with the orange Blackhawk logo, distinctive to Fenville, as they emphasize the bird Blackhawk, unlike the hockey Chicago Blackhawks, which honor the Indian chief Blackhawk. The Indians have won the toss. They have deferred, so they will be receiving the kickoff. Fenville deciding to kick the ball off to begin the game. We'll see whether or not they're going to try any specialty play or not. We have seen that in recent games involving the Saugatuck Indians. So we're ready to go. It's a short kickoff. Bounces. And it's taken up by Anschutz at the 18. Down the left side to the 40. 45-yard line. Side steps a couple of tackles. Down the left sideline he goes to the 30. Gets back inside. Has some open field. He's getting to the 10. To the 5. Alex Anschutz takes the opening kickoff back. 86 yards for a touchdown.
Number 26, Alex Anschutz.
Alex Anschutz takes the opening kickoff, 86 yards for a touchdown. So the Fenville Blackhawks did not do any trick kickoff, went deep. Downstairs they're saying 82, so we'll go with that until we hear something different. Conversion attempt by Tanner Nutting, who's already had a very good day today. We'll tell you about that at half when we go over the Saugatuck High Athletic Report. He's in for the conversion. Blake Dunn will hold. Not a great snap, but he got it down, and Nutting converts. And Saugatuck needed just 17 seconds to take a 7-0 lead on an 82-yard kickoff return by Alex Anschutz. And for Anschutz, as we go through our statistics that Bill Dunn provides for us. Anschutz gets his third kickoff return, and he takes it to the house for a touchdown. And it's his first, it'll be his sixth touchdown overall on the season. So the Indians strike with some dramatics. And Coach Brian Sackick will try to regroup his Fenville Blackhawks. Indians defending the West goal to our right. And they are moving from right to left. And since we really can't tell you this Indians offense because Alex Anschutz made sure that the Tribe had the early lead. So Tanner Nutting has the ball at the 40-yard line. Back deep to return the kick is Julio Almanza along with Ismael Oliveira. Oh, I should say that is C.J. Zabe. Normally wears number one. He's wearing the... No, he is out on the outside line. So that is Almanza. Here's the kick. It goes between the two return men into the end zone. Touchback first and 10 for Fenville with 11:43 to go in the first quarter. And Fenville will have it at the 20-yard line. Mitchell Leonard jogging out. He'll take the control of the offense. He is the junior. As is Fenville's tradition, they normally don't list any heights or weights, so we have to sort of play guess 'em. The Blackhawks decide to have the ball on the right hash. And jogging over to snap the ball will be Jonathan Willie, the sophomore. Adam Harris will flank him at the right guard. T formation behind Leonard. First play is a running play off of right guard. Not much running room there. Julio Almanza with the carry. Pardon me, I should say that's Matt Johnson, their leading runner. And he may have been dropped for a yard loss. Joe Koszalski with the hit. Second down, we'll call it 11 from the 19-yard line. Johnson, the junior, as we mentioned, he came rush for a couple of touchdowns in the win against Martin 2 weeks ago. Tyrus Craig is flanking Johnson in the backfield. And the handoff goes to the second back through. That is, goes to Mel Oliveira. And Oliveira gets a hole off of left guard and moves the ball past the 30-yard line. A good, smart run of 16 yards to the 35-yard line. So it's a first and 10 for Fenville. And that is something that Coach Ryan Sakic wants to get going, is not just the running game, but also get a few first downs to settle his team down after being rocked by the 82-yard kickoff return by Alex Andrews for a touchdown. Wide out to the right is Ryan Nolan. Wide out to the left is C.J. Zabay. Pro set behind quarterback Leonard. Hand off up the middle. Not much running room there for Johnson. Swallowed up in the middle of the line by Andrew Block. And Johnson, after the hit, will take a seat. Tyrus Grigg will replace him in the backfield for the Blackhawks. Grigg is a junior. Fenville now to the line. Nolan to the right. Zabay to the left. I formation with Grigg close and Oliveira deep behind quarterback Mitchell Leonard. Leonard barking out signals on second down and nine. Handoff goes to Oliveira trying to test the right side of the line, and he runs right into the arms of Joe Koscielski. Gain of maybe a yard to the 37. And it'll be Fenville's first third down challenge at the Saugatuck 37-yard line. Tight end for the Blackhawks is junior Aaron Overheiser, and he's a man that will be a target for Mitchell Leonard in a passing situation. He lines up as a tight end on the right side. Zabay wide out to the right. Two tight ends in this formation. Pro set. And Leonard rolls to his right to throw. First attempt. He's under some pressure. He loses one tackle. He'll run for it. Past the 40. He gets to maybe the 44-yard line. Penalty marker flies. That might be a late hit against Saugatuck as Jake Koenig tried to secure the tackle, and the official might have deemed that the... No, it's going to be a penalty perhaps against Fenville. I thought Koenig was a little bit late. It's a legal use of hands against the Blackhawks, and we'll see if Bill Dunn wants to take the play or move the down box. Take the play and move the down box or take the penalty. And the illegal use of hands play, the ball would have been down to the 44-yard line. It would have been fourth and one. So Coach Dunn decides to take the first penalty of the game, and it'll be stepped back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, moves the ball back to the 33-yard line to make it now third down and 12 at the Fenville 33. First penalty against either side tonight. Third down. Nolan wide out to the left. Wide out to the right is C.J. Zabay. Pro set behind quarterback Mitchell Leonard, the junior, barking out signals. Leonard back to throw with drifts to his left. Throws deep on the left side for Nolan, and it's incomplete. He was being covered by Blake Dunn at about the 40-yard line of Saugatuck. So after one first down, the Blackhawks are now forced to bring on the punting unit. He does have a kick return for a touchdown. He'll stand about his own 40. Nolan is back to punt for Fenville. He's standing at his own 22. Decent snap. Line drive kick. Dunn gets it at his 38. Looks left and turns right. Gets a block from Phillips. A good pancake block at the 35. And Dunn gets tripped up at the 42-yard line. Phillips, who sprung Alex Segovia for a touchdown 2 weeks ago with a pancake block, did so again this time, knocking down a Fenville man. But the punt and the return puts the ball on the Saugatuck 42-yard line with 8:45 to go in the first quarter, and Saugatuck leading it 7-0. 30-yard punt is the unofficial look. So we see the Indians on offense for the first time with their T formation, as is their tradition, two tight ends behind quarterback Blake Dunn, the 5'10", 160-pound freshman. Dunn up the middle, Koscielski with the first carry, and Big Joe, the 6'4", 220-pound senior, rumbles past the 45-yard line to about the 47, we'll call it, a gain of 5, second down and 5 for the Indians. Jogging off is Joshua Shagway, the 6'2", 175-pound senior. In comes Wes Weber, the 6'6", 180-pound senior. He'll be lined out wide to the left. Wide to the right is Austin Phillips, the 6 foot, 185-pound senior. One man in the backfield, and that is, I believe, Alex Segovia. Done. Back to throw. Lobs it left side for Webbert, and he underthrew it incomplete. Penalty marker is going to fly from two officials as Webbert couldn't even get an opportunity to get the pass. Ryan Nolan blocked his way. And we might see the pass interference call go against the Fenville player. It was a woefully thrown, underthrown pass. Normally done a lot sharper, and he does work with the quick toss. The call will go against Fenville, be their second penalty of the game. Now, the question is, it would normally be a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. That's exactly what it will be in this case. As we've talked about before, this pass interference penalty, on the, especially in the collegiate, in the amateur game, can be used as a weapon against the offense. Ball at the Fenville 39-yard line on a penalty, 15 yards, second penalty for the against the Blackhawks. But you can commit pass interference to stop an apparent touchdown and only lose 15 yards. On first down, Dunn keeps it, rolls left, 35. Tries to get around a tackler at the 35, not much there.
Number 18, Bryce Dunn, the keeper.
34!
He's down by number 11.
Julio Manza with the tackle for gain of 5 on the play, second down and 5 for the Indians at the 34-yard line. 7-0 Saugatuck, 7.5 to go, first quarter. Koszelski and Phillips wide out to the right. Quick toss goes to Segovia. Segovia at the 35, 30, cuts around one tackler, two tacklers, up to the 25. He'll move the ball to about the 21-yard line before he is finally knocked down by Bray Blackhawks. Similar to the touchdown pass, which was credited, as the Indians statisticians say, to Austin Phillips last week in Martin. Quick toss on the right side. It's a 14-yard gain to the 20-yard line and a first down and 10 for Saugatuck at the 20. Ball on the right hash. Indians already leading at 7-0 and trying to add more. T formation behind Dunn. Up the middle goes running back Joe Koszelski. Joe knocked down by Mitchell Leonard. And he gets the ball to the 17-yard line. Gain of 3, second down and 7. Let's get the rest of the Indians for you. Austin Phillips, you mentioned, 6 foot, 185-pound senior. Joshua Shagway comes out. In comes Weber. He'll stay as a tight end on the left side. Andrew Block at center, the 6'1", 245-pound senior, snapping after a couple of weeks off. Dunn, back to throw. Looks left. Under some pressure. Throws for Weber. He's got it. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indian. Wes Weber jumped over C.J. Savay on the left side for the touchdown. Drive taking 58 yards. And Tanner Nothing's trying to make it 14-0. Penalty markers fly. Kick is good, but it'll be a legal procedure against Saugatuck, so they'll have to repeat that extra point in the first penalty against Saugatuck tonight. A six-play, 58-yard drive, taking 2 minutes and 19 seconds off the clock, and Blake Dunn hit Wes Webert on a 17-yard touchdown pass for Webert. It's his first touchdown receiving of the season. And for Blake Dunn, he has thrown his 10th touchdown of the campaign. The extra point again attempted by Nutting, but 5 yards further back. So technically a 25-yard field goal attempt. Penalty marker flies. Again, Nutting drills it through, but this time it'll be Fenville charged for offside, so we still have not been able to get this extra point booted through for Saugatuck. So we got a moment here. Let's give you the rest of the Indians' offense. We haven't had a chance to do that yet. Damian Waldo's the left guard, 6 foot, 175-pound senior. The right guard is Cole Hartman, the freshman starting in place of injured A.J. Starring, nursing a sore shoulder, so he's going to be pretty much seeing very limited time tonight. Cole Hartman is a 5'10", 190-pound freshman who has done a fine job being called up from the JV squad. Nutting will try again. Now it's a normal extra point attempt. And this time he kicks it higher and stronger than the previous two. So the PAT is good, and the Saugatuck Indians now take a 14-0 lead on the touchdown pass. Finally, the Indians tackles will be Cameron White, 6'3", 300-pound senior, and Taryn Holmes, a 6'1", 260-pound senior. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as the X's and the O's. Visit the MHSA website and click on education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Eric Michaels, our producer. My name is Gary Stevens. Glad you're able to join us for Saugatuck High Football as the Indians are hosting the Fenville Blackhawks, and they lead their guests from a little ways away, their closest rival, their fiercest rival, 14-0. Here's Tanner Nutting's second kickoff of the night. Line drive. Bounces. Fenville's not even going to want to run these guys back. Second time that the Blackhawks allow the kickoff to bounce into the end zone for a touchback. So it's first and 10 for Fenville at their own 20-yard line. Second possession after getting a first down and their first possession. But the drive stalled on a holding penalty on a third down run. And the Indians promptly scored on the ensuing offensive possession. Game sparked already by that 82-yard kickoff return by Alex Anschutz for a touchdown. Mitchell Leonard gets the team down. Now they will center ball and put the ball in the middle of the field. Austin Barnes over center. No, it is Jonathan Willie over center. Snap, quick toss, left side, complete to C.J. Zabe. Trying to close him down was Segovia. Does, but not before Zabe gets a quick 7 yards on a left side slant to the 27-yard line. Second down and three. Indians defensively. Damian Waldo and Joshua Shagway at the tackles. Andrew Block, Cameron White. Damian Waldo and Joshua Shagway at the ends. Cameron White, Andrew Block at the tackles. Throw set for Mitchell Leonard on second down and three from the 27-yard line. Leonard hands it to Johnson up the middle. He'll get a first down as he goes fierce to his left, gets past the 32, about the 32-yard line, before Koshelski makes the tackle. And it'll be a good 5-yard gain and a first down, second of the night, for the Saugatuck Indians, for the Fenville Blackhawks. Indians linebackers, Austin Phelps and Nick Putzke at the outside backers. Joe Koshelski, who made the last tackle, is the middle linebacker. Jake Kernick and Alex Segovia at the corners. Alex Anschutz, Blake Dunn, the safeties. First and 10 for Fenville at their own 32-yard line. Ball on the left hash. 5:31 left to go, first quarter. Saugatuck with a 14-0 lead. Johnson with a handoff around left end. Has open field to the 40, 45-yard line. Finally spilled, or he could have had more real estate galloping. Moves the ball to the 46-yard line. Blake Dunn with the saving tackle there. But it's a snappy 14-yard gain for Johnson in the first down. And the Blackhawks are showing the ability, especially with Johnson, of being able to control the ball and do a good job running. Quick hitting, quick trap blocking. That's been effective against Saugatuck so far this year, and the Indians need to try to stop that. The Blackhawks try to take advantage of it. Back to throw on the play action is Leonard. His pass is almost picked up, but it is complete to Aaron Overheiser. Gets it to about the 49-yard line. It's a gain of three as Leonard tried to get the Indians to commit to the run. But they stayed at home. Segovia almost with the pick, but Overheiser gets the pass. Good thrown pass by Mitchell Leonard. Wide out to the right is C.J. Spey. Slot in the right is Ryan Nolan. Pro set behind Leonard. Leonard pitches on the right side to Ismael Oliveira. Penalty marker flies as he runs the ball into Saugatuck territory, but the referee threw the flag behind the play at the 49-yard line. Oliveira got to the Saugatuck 47, but this one may be going back, and it is going to be a holding call against the Blackhawks. Third penalty against fourth penalty now will be against Fenville. Three majors among the four penalties. And this will be four penalties for 40 yards total. So this will move the ball back to the 39-yard line of Fenville. Make it second down now and 17. Again, penalties. Trying to hurt the Blackhawks. They hurt them in their first offensive series when they had a third down run. They could have possibly thought about making a fourth down effort. Now a penalty on a nice play into Saugatuck territory. Makes it second and 17 from the 39. Leonard in the spread. Rolls to his left. Slowed up by one Indian. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a couple of yards. Nick Putzke darted in to force Leonard, who was wanting to run to his left, back inside to where the Saugatuck defenders were. Turns out to be a two-yard gain for Leonard to the 41. It'll be third down, and we'll call it 15. Second, third down chance for Fenville. They're 0-for-1. 3:52 to go first quarter. 14-0 Saugatuck with the lead. Zabe wide out to the right. In a slot left is Nolan. Tight end on the left side is Overheiser, pro set. And Leonard rolls to his right to throw under some pressure. Will tuck it in, and it's going to be a sack. And a penalty marker flies after the play. It might be a late hit against Saugatuck this time. Austin Phillips is saying he's... Oh, and right now Bill Dunn is not a happy camper. Because that is a gift, first down. Leonard was down at the 39, and it's going to be a blow to the head against Phillips and Saugatuck. So there is a penalty against the Tribe. They're second of the game, but this one is a big one because it gives an automatic first down to the Blackhawks. The 15-yard mark off puts the ball on the Saugatuck 47-yard line. But the down box will stay the same after the penalty. I thought it was going to be an automatic first down, so it is not. It's an interesting call there. I thought it was going to be an automatic first down, but it is not. So it's third down, and we'll call it three from the Saugatuck 47. Pro set behind Leonard. Leonard hands it to Johnson. Has an opening around the left end. Penalty marker flies again as Johnson gets it to perhaps the stick at the 44. But the umpire made the toss, and he is throwing, and he's telling a referee tonight, Jeff Kirkman, that it is going to be a waltz against Fenville, better known as a holding call. Dancing with the Stars, as we always say, is a Monday night show. It is not for Friday nights on the football field. So the holding call will put the ball back to the Fenville side of the field at the 43-yard line. So again, another third down. But now it's third down and 13 from the 43. Fenville was going to be close to a first down without the holding call. Leonard in a pro set. One wide out to the right. That is Zabe. Two tight ends. And Leonard rolls right. He wants to look for Zabe. Throws, and it's incomplete. He went short this time. Ryan Nolan in the right flat. Incomplete. And in the play was Segovia to knock it down. So after a couple of first downs, Fenville's going to have to punt for the second time. First punt by Nolan went 30 yards. And Blake Dunn will stand about his own 30-yard line to wait for Nolan's second effort of the night. Fourth and 13 from the 43. 2:58 to go first quarter. 14-0, Saugatuck with the lead. Dunn just hit his own 32. Nolan with the kick. Sends Dunn back. And Blake's going to let it roll, and it takes a side roll inside the 15, and it'll be out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. So that will put the ball on the Saugatuck 13-yard line with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Saugatuck with a 14-0 lead. And 44-yard punt, thanks to the roll by Nolan. So the Indians on their second offensive possession. They already have a 14-0 lead on an 82-yard opening kickoff return by Alex Anschutz and a 17-yard touchdown pass from Blake Dunn to Wes Weber. T formation, ball on the left hash for Saugatuck. Blake Dunn at quarterback. Dunn Hands it to the second back through. That is Segovia. Cuts back to a couple of tacklers at the 20 and will get the ball to past the 25 to about the 27-yard line. Penalty marker behind the play, though, and this one might be going back. After a couple of games which were pretty clean of laundry, this one has already had the tied look to it. Personal foul, Fenville. Oh, my. Okay. So, give a nice run to the 27-yard line. That's a 14-yard run for Segovia. And then tack out a personal foul call against the Blackhawks. That'll move the ball to the Saugatuck 42-yard line. 10, 20, 35, 40, 55 yards on 5 penalties already for Fenville. And we're not even through the first quarter. 2:43 left to go in the opening stanza. Ball on the left hash. And head coach Brian Sakic asked referee Jeff Kirkman to come over to explain the call. That's a lot of times coaches, especially in high school, I would just want to know, what did you see? And you'll make a note and then look at the films afterward. On first down, the handoff goes to the second back through, Alex Anschutz. And Alex gets the ball off of right tackle, down at the 44 for a couple of yards after the play, on the play. Indians in their orange jerseys tonight, and they're not, you know, the orange jerseys numbers do not match what the boys normally wear with their whites and blues. So it's going to take a little time to sort of get used to, for example, Joseph Shagway wearing 27 instead of his normal 87. Blake Dunn is Peyton Manning's 18. On first down, the handoff goes to Koshelski. He has some opening on the left side into Fenville territory. He goes down by C.J. Savea at the 43-yard line, and that's a gain of 13 and a first down. And Koshelski, who normally wears number 26, is wearing the number 11 tonight, and doesn't matter. It still looks like the same old Joe. Over the center, over the ball at center, Andrew Block. T formation behind quarterback, Blake Dunn. Dunn rolls to his right, ball on the hip, cuts back inside. Penalty marker flies as he gets past the 43-yard line to the line of scrimmage. Side judge with the flow as Dunn broke the line of scrimmage, and it'll be a holding call against the Tribe. So what we've seen is a very slow-moving game because of penalties continues. So Saugatuck will be penalized for the third time tonight for 30 yards. And with the penalty being marked at the line of scrimmage, it'll move Saugatuck back to their own territory at the 47-yard line. So the penalty came a yard behind the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down. It'll be first down and 21. First down and 20, they'll say officially. So it is a 10-yard penalty. The ball was originally on the 42 of Fenville, 43 of Fenville, yes. So it's at the 47. So, yeah, it was at the line of scrimmage. Dunn back to throw on first down. Eludes a couple of people, still on the run. Rolls to his left. Now he'll run with it. 50-yard line, 45. Rush out of bounds inside the 45-yard line. Putting the pressure on was Tyrus Grigg. But the official rules that Dunn went out of bounds, touched the sidelines at the 45 of Fenville. That's a gain of 8. Making it second down and 12. Stops the clock with 1:13 to go first quarter. Indians trying to go to 6-1 on the season. 6 wins, the magic number to clinch to get into the state high school football tournament. And they can do that with a victory tonight. T formation behind Dunn on second and 12. Hand off Koshelski up the middle. 45, 40. Guards off one tackler. Can't get past Mitchell Leonard, though. And the junior Leonard knocks down the senior Koshelski as he gets to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of, it'll get into the 38, so it's a gain of 9. Third down, much more manageable now. Third down and 5 at the Fenville 38. First third down challenge for Saugatuck tonight. 45 seconds to go, and the clock is running. in the first quarter. But it's just normal running because it's only a 14-0 game. Not like last week in Martin, folks. Third down, Kaszewski off of left guard. Hit at the 35 and down at the 35. Good solid tackle by Tyrus Craig. He wasn't going to allow Kaszewski to get extra yardage. They'll mark the ball inside the 35. We'll put it at the 34. Fourth down and one. And Saugatuck will let the rest of the first quarter clock run out before they decide whether or not to go for it. A little bit too far for Tanner Nutting, I'm afraid, for a field goal opportunity. So we'll see what Saugatuck does on fourth and one from the 34 when we begin the second quarter in a moment. Saugatuck 14, Pennville nothing. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com. The second quarter with Saugatuck moving from left to right or west to east to west here in the second quarter, and the ball is on the left hash just inside the 40 at the 39. Fourth down and a long one, and Saugatuck will go for it. Land in their orange jerseys. Blake Dunn at quarterback. Dunn hands it off to the running back, and that is Alex Anschutz. And Anschutz, who scored the first touchdown of the game, gets the first down as he rumbles off of right tackle and gets the ball to the 31-yard line. It's a gain of three and a first down for Saugatuck. The Indians now with their sixth first down of the game. Trying to score on offense on their second offensive possession. Webbert wide out to the left. Three wide outs to the right. One man in the backfield for Saugatuck. Dunn back to throw. Penalty marker throws before the ball was even snapped. Illegal procedure against Saugatuck. And Bill Dunn was talking about playing clean football, no penalties and the like. And right now, it has not been the case for the Tribe. This will be their fourth penalty for 35 yards. And their second minor penalty of 5 yards. So marks the ball back to the Fentville 36-yard line. So Coach Bill Dunn wanted to, again, the quick tosses have been the modus operandi for Blake Dunn this year when he's been passing. But this is a running formation with the T formation behind Dunn, two tight ends. Dunn will keep it, spit at the line of scrimmage, spins off of the tackle tip by Adam Harris, moves forward to get maybe a yard, depending on the spot. And no, it's going to be no gain. Harris with the spin tackle there, second down and 15 from the 36-yard line. Wes Webbert will come in with the play. Instead of having Jake Kernick and Alex Anschutz bringing into place tonight, Bill Dunn will have his tight ends. This time Webbert and coming in for Shashagway. Webbert wide out to the left. Anschutz in a slot left. In motion is Segovia. He'll get the pitch as he runs to the left. Segovia to the 35, tries to cut inside the 30, could not elude the tackle of Tyrus Grigg. Grigg was not going to bite on the fake by Segovia as he tried to cut back inside on the left sideline. But Segovia does get four to the 32-yard line, third down and 11 for Saugatuck, and that 5-yard penalty is certainly slowing things down for the Tribe. Saugatuck with a 14-0 lead. We played just a minute and 20 of the first of the second quarter. Fentville trying to hold Saugatuck on its second third down opportunity. Indians have already missed their first. Three wideouts to the right, one man in the backfield. And Dunn back to throw. Under some pressure. Hit as he throw. Ball is loose. Dunn recovers the football at the 41-yard line. He was unaware of the man coming from the blind side who hit him as he was going to throw, and that was his opposite number in more ways than one. Mitchell Leonard with the hit. Dunn recovered his own fumble at the 41, but it's a loss of 9. And it'll be fourth down, and Tanner Nutting's going to come in to handle the punting chores. Not much punting he's had to do this year. Nutting is only making his third punt of the year. He's averaging 36.5 a season, 36.5 yards a punt. C.J. Sabay is standing inside his 10. We'll see if Nutting is going to go for the coffin corner. He'll go short. Sabay runs up to get it to 15, eludes one tackle, can't get past the second as he gets to the 19-yard line, and down he goes there. So C.J. Sabay gets a 4-yard return on the punt.
He is stopped by number 58, Connor Rasmussen.
And more than anything else, Tanner Nutting just wanted to try to pin Fenville back without the touchback. With 9:03 to go in the first half, Fenville will have it first and 10 again, deep in their own territory at the 19-yard line. At the half, we'll take a look at some of the numbers. We'll look at Saugatuck High Athletics, and we'll also have the MHSAA perspective. That's at the half. Pro set. Wideouts each side for Mitchell Leonard on first down. Leonard hands it off to Johnson. He's hit in the backfield, slowed up, and finally down. Alex, Nick Putzke with the tackle for Saugatuck. Initial hit, and he followed up and secured the tackle for a 3-yard loss. Second down and 13 for the Blackhawks on their own 16-yard line. Fenville with 3 first downs in this game. Wide out to the right is Ryan Nolan. Wide out to the left, C.J. Sabay. Pro set behind Leonard, tight end to the right. Mitchell runs right and throws, and incomplete. He tried to go for his tight end, Aaron Overheiser, and Joe Cheshagwe peeling back. Normally he's a lineman, saw that it was going to be a pass play, went back in the coverage, and had the ball go through his hands, incomplete, trying for the interception. Third down and 13 from the 16-yard line. What Coach Brian Sakic had feared coming into the game was Saugatuck's line controlling both lines of scrimmage. He's done a decent job on the defense. Offensively, a couple of good runs, but the pressure's been on the quarterback, and he's back to throw, goes lighter, tosses right in, it's intercepted! It is intercepted by Segovia at the 18-yard line. He'll take it back inside the 5. Alex Segovia will get it down to the 1, a 17-yard interception return by Segovia. Tackled there by Eric Emborski, the senior. So Saugatuck has it first and goal at the Fenville 1. First turnover on either side. 7:59 to go in the first half. And Saugatuck's on the doorstep of trying to make it a 20-0 lead if they can punch it in here. Bill Dunn sends his heavy artillery in, which means T formation, 2 tight ends behind Blake Dunn at quarterback. Ball on the left hash, first and goal from the 1. Dunn barks out signals, hands it off to the running back, and it's a touchdown, Saugatuck Indians. Alex Segovia got the interception. Bill Dunn says, get the points. You run it in off of the left guard. Touchdown, Saugatuck. Alex Segovia with his 5th rushing touchdown of the season. 1 play, 1 yard, and they didn't even start the clock. No time went off of the clock. Okay. Nutting in for the conversion to try to make it a 21-0 lead. Saugatuck keeping Fenville on the back heel. They cash it on the turnover, and the extra point is good by Nutting. 7:59 to go first half. Our score, Saugatuck 21 and Fenville nothing. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Touchdown run by Alex Segovia. And here's the kickoff. It's a high kickoff. It'll sail halfway and 3/4 of the way into the end zone. Touchback, 1st and 10 for Fenville at their own 20-yard line with 7:59 to go in the first half. And the Blackhawks are down 21-0. As we mentioned at the half, we'll not only recap the game for you, we'll have some of the first half stats, unofficial, of course, but we'll also take a look at Saugatuck High Athletics. A good afternoon already for Saugatuck here at Jarvis Memorial Field. We'll tell you about that. And we'll have the MHSA perspective. JJ will talk about the big picture. That's at the half. 1st and 10 for Saugatuck. 1st and 10 for Fenville, their own 20-yard line. Mitchell Lennox back in at quarterback. C.J. Zabe wide out to the right. Nolan, a slot left. Tight end Overizer on the right side. Pro set behind quarterback Leonard. Mitchell hands it late to Johnson. Has some running room to the 25. Spin past two tackles. Will get close to the first down, but I think he's about a yard shy. Finally knocked down on the play by Alex Anschutz. So it'll be 2nd down and 1 after the 9-yard gain by Johnson. And we see why Johnson has been an effective running back. Although he's a messenger running back in this Fenville attack, he and Tyrus Grigg come in with the plays for head coach Brian Sackett in his 2nd year. 2nd and 1 for Fenville at their own 29-yard line. High formation behind Leonard. Deep back handoff goes to Oliveira. And Ismael trying to find something on the right side. Absolutely nothing there. Andrew Block, Damian Waldo sealed it off.
Number 79.
Slow in getting up is Oliveira, and he's going to come to the sidelines favoring his left leg. No gain on the play. 3rd down and 1. Fenville 0 for 3 on 3rd downs, and Oliveira is going to be treated on the sidelines. One wide out to the right. That is the base. Slot left is Nolan. Throw set behind quarterback Leonard. Hand off Johnson. Spins off two tackles. Gets it past the 30 to the 31. That's all he needed to do to get the first down, and that's what exactly he does. Down goes Johnson at the 31, but a 2-yard gain converts the 3rd down, and it's 1st and 10 for Fenville at their own 31 again. The Blackhawks are doing some things well, especially Johnson's running has been good. And the defensive line has been good, you know, considering the disadvantages. What's hurt him is penalties. Ugh. We'll talk about that at half. One wide out to the left, C.J. Zabe. Nolan in a slot right. Pro set behind quarterback Mitchell Leonard. Delay handoff goes to Nolan running around left end. 35, hit at the 40 by Blake Dunn, who secured the tackle, and then Nolan says a couple of extra words to Dunn, and he may have cost his team another penalty. He had a 1st down at the 41-yard line. Maybe the 42-yard line based on that. But Nolan may have been a little bit too exuberant. We'll see whether or not Dunn will be called for the penalty, or is it going to be on Nolan? The line judge explaining it to referee Jeff Kirkman. It's an 11-yard gain as the play stands. We'll see what the call is. Dunn made the tackle. Nolan will be called for the unsportsmanlike penalty, and that's another bad one against the Blackhawks. They're killing themselves with the penalties right now. The late Lou Saban, they're killing me. They're killing me. Remember that NFL Films clip? Well, that's what they're doing right now. The penalties are killing the Blackhawks. And that will be a 15-yard march off. Back to the Fenville 27-yard line. It'll still be 1st down. But now it'll be 1st down and 14 after they secured the touchdown. Brian Sackett trying to get an explanation. Nolan stays on the field. 1st and 14. Well, what they're going to do is call it a 1st down, the penalty play after. The penalty comes after, so it's a dead ball penalty. 1st and 10 for Fenville at the 27-yard line. And Mitchell Leonard back to throw on the play action. Throws right, and it's incomplete. He wanted to go to Nolan. Knocked down, pass on the play. Alex Anschutz stepping in front of him about the 48 of Saugatuck. 2nd and 10 at the 27-yard line. Fenville trailing 21-0 with 5:56 to go in the first half. Savay wide out to the right. Nolan slot left. Pro set. Behind, no, staggered pro set behind Leonard. And Mitchell's back to throw. Rolls right. Hit as he throws. And it is almost intercepted. He wanted Savay. And once again, it is Anschutz who steps in front of the pass to knock it down on about the 42 on the right flank. Third down and 10 at the 27. Mitchell Leonard standing tough. He was under some pressure as he threw it. A little bit of too much air on that. Not as flat, not as strong of a pass that you would like to see in that situation. You want a guy to be able to whistle the ball quickly to the receiver, because especially on that pass and the one before that as well. A little bit too much air allowed the defender to come back and make the defensive play. Third down and 10 from the 27, and Leonard's in the gun. Mitchell gets the sign. Quick toss left side to Savay. Closed down at the 30, but he loses a couple of tacklers and gets it to maybe the 32-yard line. Kernick is there with the tackle. Jordan Mitchell also there for the Indians. Moves the ball to the 32, a gain of 5. Fourth down and 5 at the 32. With 5:25 to go on the first half. And we will see Leonard come off the field. The punting team comes in. So it'll be the third punt of the game for Ryan Nolan. Blake Dunn will stand at about his 35-yard line. He'll walk a couple of steps. Nolan got a good punt on him last time, so Dunn is taking no chances. Nolan, shorter kick. Dunn at his own 38. Runs right, tries to get a picket line. Cuts back to his left. Penalty marker flies. This one's going back. As Dunn goes along the left sidelines and is out of bounds at the Fenville 35-yard line, but this one's going back, and Cameron White's the guilty party, and he knows it. So the ball will go back from the 45-yard line. That's where the penalty marker flies, and Cam White, who's been nursing a tender right ankle, may have hurt that again. He's going to go to the sidelines. Indians without A.J. Starring, a sore shoulder. Nick Trotman, of course, out for the regular season with a knee injury. Connor Rasmussen comes in to replace Cameron White, who will have that right ankle, looked at. So the penalty against Saugatuck on the punt. Yards on the punt. Puts the ball on the Saugatuck 35-yard line with 4:49 to go in the first half. And Saugatuck has it first and 10 from there. A lot of penalties already. We'll have to do some addition and some math work at the half. Done on first down. Penalty marker flies. Another penalty near side. Another legal procedure by the side judge against the tribe. So now puts the ball back at the Saugatuck 30. Maybe we're going to have to do some counting here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 penalties now for Saugatuck. 15, 20, 30, 35, 40, 50 yards. 6 penalties, 50 yards for Saugatuck. Fenville. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 penalties against the Blackhawks. On first down, the handoff goes to the running back. Not much there. Segovia was the ball carrier. He got to the 32 before he was pushed back. So it's second down and 13 at the 32-yard line. 10, 20, 35, 50, 55. 70 yards. 6 penalties, 70 yards against Fenville. Second and 13 from the 32 for Saugatuck. T formation, 2 tight ends behind quarterback Blake Dunn. Clock running, 4 minutes to go for first half. Saugatuck with a 21-0 lead. Dunn delays, now runs right. Looks, throws a lob for Weber. 40-yard line, midfield. Weber cuts inside to the 41-yard line of Fenville before he is finally knocked down by Aaron Overheiser. It was just a lob pass from Blake Dunn. Wes Webert, the 6'6" basketball star, used his height to jump up And he carries the mail to the Fenville 40. 28 yards on the reception. First and 10 for Saugatuck. Indians will have it at the Fenville 40. Ball on the right hash. Trying to increase a 21-0 lead. Alexander shoots, set the tone for the game with an 82-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Blake down a 17-yard TD pass to Wes Webbert. Alex Segovia, one-yard run after his interception. Up the middle on first down, it is Joe Kraszewski. A couple of yards to the 38, second down and 8. Indians have their home finale next week. The Bangor Vikings come calling. We'll have a game for you on 92.7 The Band and 92.7theband.com starting at 6:40 next Friday night, the home finale. And just after this game, only two more games in the regular season. Saugatuck wants to ensure at least one in the playoffs. They can do that with a win tonight. They are 5-1. Six gets you in the state tournament. Wide out to the right is Phillips. Two slot backs, one man in the backfield. That is Kraszewski. Will get the handoff. Hit at the line of scrimmage, moves forward, and the Fenville defense is keying on Kraszewski. So head coach Bill Dunn trying to use him more as a decoy. That's not carried the ball as often as he normally does. Only a 2-yard gain to the 36. Third down and 6 from the 36. 2.5 to go in the first half. Shishagway wide out to the left. Slot left will be Kraszewski. Wide out to the right is Phillips. In the gun is done. Under pressure is hit in the backfield. Down he goes. Good sack there by Austin Barnes, who got a good secure hold of him and knocked him down before Dunn could break free to the left to try to scramble for extra yardage. A loss of 4 on the play, and it's fourth down. Indians, uncharacteristically, 0-for-3 on third downs. And Bill Dunn will call the first of his three timeouts. And Blake Dunn is not happy as he goes to the sideline. And Bill Dunn says, come on. This is the time when Dad Dunn has to talk to his ninth grader. Blake Dunn is only a freshman. Holt College football comes your way on 92.7 The Van and 92.7theband.com. Tomorrow afternoon, join Ron Weatherby and Jerry Klomperens from Olivet as the undefeated Comets take on the Flying Dutchman. Broadcast time is 12:40 on 92.7 The Van and 92.7theband.com. The Comets certainly on the radar of head coach Dean Kreps and the Hope coaching staff. Kreps talked about the game on our AM station 1450 WHTC this morning with the Hope Sports Roundtable. You can hear the program with Jerry and Ron and Coach Kreps by going to our website at 92.7theband.com and then going to Hope Sports on the podcast tab. Fourth down and 10 from the 40-yard line. And Tanner Nutting is staying on the sidelines. He is the punter for Saugatuck. So the Indians are going to go for it. Fourth and 10 from the Fenville 40. 1:54 to go in the first half. So Bill Dunn may be rolling the dice a little bit here. And he'll have Blake Dunn in the pistol. Whistle blows, and Brian Sackick says, I will now call a timeout after seeing what Saugatuck has come out. So now we're seeing a little coaching duel here between Bill Dunn and Brian Sackett, the two coaches involved in this game. Why do they officiate, such as Jeff Kirkman and his staff, Jonathan Bullock, Brady Driver, Douglas Heaps, and Ken Horay? Why do they officiate? Well, some officiate for the love of the sport. Others officiate simply because they love being around kids, while some just get tired about complaining about officials and decide to do something about it. It is by becoming one. Now, to become a registered high school game official, call the MHSAA or go to the MHSAA.com because you can be a referee. This is from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. And as we mentioned before, we talked about this. The MHSAA is not just going to say, okay, you're a referee and throw you into the deep end doing a championship high school game. They'll have you work with the Rockets and the JVs and the junior highs and the like and mentor you, have mentors to help you out. All right, here we go. Fourth down, 10. Saugatuck on the Fenville 40. Indians are going to go for it as Blake Dunn is in the pistol. Blake Dunn is also a backup punter. Two wideouts to the right, two wideouts to the left. Dunn back to throw. Looks right, now rolls to his left. Throws on the left side, too far. He had Austin Phillips open at the 18-yard line, and Blake Dunn didn't have the feet normally set. And that's an experience mistake right there. That's something that you'll learn with more experience. So Fenville's got great field position, the best field position to start a drive. They'll have it at their own 40-yard line. The deepest penetration has been, they've gotten to Saugatuck territory at the 47 through penalties. They're down 21-0, and Mitchell Leonard, the junior, first year as quarterback. He's been a wide receiver before then. He'll send Sabe wide out to the right. Nolan in a slot left. Pro set behind quarterback Leonard. That's been the formation of choice. So he rolls to his right, wants to throw. Mitchell Leonard throws, deflected and almost intercepted. He wanted to go to Overizer on the right flat. Phillips is in the area. Segovia was there as well. Second down and 10 at the Fenville 40. With 1:39 to go in the first half, both teams with two timeouts remaining in the first half. Same formation as before, but now Nolan goes wide out to the left. Sabe wide out to the right. Pro set behind Leonard. Tight end on the left side. Hand off goes to the running back. Not much there as Oliveira's back in, and Ismael doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. Spun back. And let's see who gets the spinning. Damian Waldo. Damian Waldo with the tackle. Loss of two to the 38. Third down and a dozen. Now, it's interesting that, well, time with 1:10 to go. Fenville's just running its offense right now. They might just say, okay, we'll go in the locker room and just down three scores. Still manageable. We'll see if Saugatuck will call a timeout if they do hold Fenville here on third down and a dozen from the 38-yard line. Leonard marking out signals in the pro set. Quick toss left side, complete to Sabe. But immediately making the tackle is Alex Koenig. And after that play, Bill Dunn will call timeout. A quick 6-yard gain to the Fenville 44. So with one timeout left, Bill Dunn and the Indians will see Fenville probably having to punt on fourth down and 6 from the 44 with 47 seconds to go here in the first half. Just joined us. Saugatuck with a 21-0 lead. Alex Anschutz, an 82-yard kickoff return, the opening kickoff return for a touchdown. Then Blake Dunn after a punt by Fenville, a 17-yard touchdown pass to Wes Weber. And then Alex Segovia intercepted a Mitchell Leonard pass, took it to the one. Bill Dunn says you should have gotten the touchdown on the return and gave him the ball and had his son, Blake Dunn, give him the ball on the carry for the touchdown and three extra points by Tanner Nutting. Going to get us to half. We'll not only give you the rundown of statistics, we'll get the old calculator out, especially at the penalties, but we'll also take a look at Saugatuck High Athletics. Busy week for the tribe in volleyball, soccer, and cross country. And we'll also have the MHSA perspective as JJ will talk about the big picture. That's his subject tonight. That's all coming up at the half. Blake Dunn is standing back in about his own, he's not walking forward, as quarterback Mitchell Leonard, who normally does not play in the punt formation, is going back out. So Nolan, the punter, is wide out to the left. And so Fenville will roll the dice with fourth down and 6 from their own 44-yard line and 47 seconds to go in the first half. Leonard back to throw, looks left, now throws right over the middle, incomplete. Fenville coaching staff to our left thought that C.J. Sabe was tripped up on the play by Alex Anschutz, but no call was forthcoming at the Saugatuck 40. So after Saugatuck was held on downs, Fenville was held on downs by Saugatuck, and so the Indians have it first and 10 on the Fenville 44-yard line with 41 seconds remaining in the first half. Blake Dunn getting final instructions from his father, head coach Bill Dunn, and now he comes out. Nick Dunn, of course, his older brother, guided the Indians about 7 years ago. wide out to the left goes Phillips. Actually, three wide outs with Joe Kieselowski out there. And the pistol is done. He's back to throw, looks left. Under some pressure, sees nobody open. Now has to run with it, trying to get around Pedro Mendoza. Now throws it. He's got he got Joe Kieselowski at the 45-yard line. He touches the sideline at about the 44. Desperation pass there with 25 seconds left. But basically, it's a case of throwing it to get the ball back to the line of scrimmage. Good defense there by Fenville on the coverage. Second and 10 from the 44. 26 seconds left in the first half. Saugatuck leading it 21-0. Dunn now breaks the huddle. Phillips wide out to the right. He's joined by Kieselowski and Segovia. In the pistol is Blake Dunn. Pumps, throws. Right side, Phillips. A little bit too high, incomplete at about the 15-yard line of Fenville. C.J. Zabe covering along the right sideline. So it's third down and 10 from this Fenville 44-yard line with 19 seconds left to go in the first half. Bill Dunn trying to get his Indians into field goal range for Tanner Nunning. Tanner's range is about 40 yards, so the Indians need to get it to about the 23-yard line or further in to make it a comfortable attempt for Nunning. Webert wide out to the right. Slot right is Segovia. One man in the backfield, that is Kieselowski. Blake Dunn behind center at quarterback. In motion is a running back. The toss goes to Segovia. He stiffs arm. Bill Jamal Oliveira in the backfield. Gill with the ball. Pass left side to 35 to the 30. Still at his feet to the 25. Hit down at the 20-yard line. Alex Segovia with the pitch. Good stiff arm to get around Oliveira. With 6 seconds to go, Segovia gets the ball to the Fenville 20. That's a 24-yard run by Segovia. Indians convert their first third down in four tries tonight. But we have a penalty marker at the 35-yard line to wipe out that play. And it'll be a hold against Saugatuck. So that wipes out that. Wipes out all that and puts the ball right back at the 45 of Fenville. Penalty is a big factor in this game so far. Really has slowed down the tempo and has really disrupted both teams' tempo. And to be honest with you, they really have nobody to blame but themselves. It's been a little chippy, as you might expect in a rivalry game such as this, between these two rivals, about less than 10 miles apart. Whistle blows with 5.4 seconds left. Bill Dunn will call his final timeout. And we'll see whether or not. Now, he really can't do a kneel-down situation because Fenville does have one timeout remaining, but this might be a situation where they might want to try to do a quick strike or maybe get a penalty. Again, get into field goal range at worst for Tanner Nutting. Actually, for worst would be a case where the Indians would just say, okay, we'll go in the locker room up to 21-0, and that's it. But the key is just control the ball right now for the last 5.4 seconds. As we mentioned, the Indians in this series trail it by 12. 28-16, Fenville leads the series. But Saugatuck have won five of the last six after dropping the previous 16, including a 37-28 win at Fenville last year. 2 years ago here, Saugatuck had an easy 60-8 victory over Fenville. Far different cry tonight. It's 21-0 as the Blackhawks have come out fighting. Sometimes, unfortunately, and to their detriment, fighting a little bit with penalties. All right, here we go. Indians will have three wide outs to the right, one wide out to the left. One man in the backfield, and the pistol is Blake Dunn. He's back to throw. He'll take the last into the quarter as he rolls right. Penalty marker behind the play, and he overthrows Segovia on the right flat at the 32-yard line. Penalty marker should be against Saugatuck. And normally you cannot stop a game on an offensive penalty. You cannot stop a game on a defensive penalty, but it's going to be a Saugatuck penalty probably for holding in the backfield anyway. Well, umpire telling referee Jeff Kirkman, and Kirkman is whistling Saugatuck back in. We'll see if Fenville wants to force well, the clock is at zero, so really they can't really do anything now. Holding against Saugatuck is going to wipe it up, and that's the end of the first half. Penalty marked first half, but the Saugatuck Indians are coming off the field with a lead. After two quarters of play, our score is Saugatuck 21 and Fenville nothing. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.